A Kangaroo Fern production.
Yeah, so it's a great way. So you need to have great content. If you are thinking about starting a blog, you see when you start a blog, you see that you put something out there and nobody sees. There are ways to do that, and I learned that the hard way because I kept looking and I couldn't see how people were doing, and it took me a while. And then my tip here for you, if you're starting a blog, and not just blog and social media in general, and also Instagram, is that you do have to go to all the blogs and other Instagram accounts, and you do have to engage and comment on them so they can come and have a look at yours. That's one big thing. That is how, really, from the very beginning, it's how I start, because you can put things that you're never going to get anything if you actually, it's called social media for a reason. You need to be social.
The Tribe podcast show is a production of Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, which is all about supporting you to start and build a thriving business. Tribe podcast on Ozpod Syndicate.
Chris Santos started taking pictures for a novel she wrote called One Way Trip by Chris A. Santos, one of many books that she was written. Then in 2017, she launched Photo by Chris Design by becoming a photographic fashion designer. On the same year, she started a very successful blog in fashion, travel, and lifestyle, Photos by Chris Magazine. In 2020, she became owner of trendy fashion online store Luna Blue Girl. Then she studied personal and fashion styling with the best in the industry. In 2021, she opened Chris Santos Styling to bring together her skills and help women and men from all over the globe to develop their personal and professional image.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Please welcome to the Tribe podcast under Ozpod Syndicate, Chris Santos. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And you, thank you for having me. How are you?
Good, good. Actually, we'll have the same last name.
I saw that. Yeah, I was just that's interesting. I saw. That's very cool. It's not a very useful, like not very usual name, is it, in Australia? So it's so cool. It's good to see it.
All right. My first question is, how did you start to write a book? So say you have love for taking photo and you're also doing blogging as well. Can you take me back how it was started? So
sure. My love for writing has been there for since a very early age. When I started writing and reading, age 7, I started writing poems. I loved poetry. That was my first love. And then I started writing. And I found a great way. Writing is a great way for me to let it out, all feelings. And when I write, I always say that I really write from the heart. So it's, for me, it's a great way to put everything on the paper and put the feelings and let it out. So I always go back to writing when I am going through situations, and that's how it started. So with One Way Trip, that was exactly that. So it's a book, it's a heartwarming book, but it's about drugs. So there were two losses and three. But in this book, I only have two stories. So I talk about two people. One was my father, who I never met, and I lost at the age of 12. I was meant to meet him when I turned 18, but he got killed when I was 12. And then I had a friend from age 8, and something really sad and tragic happened in his life. He lost a brother he loved dearly, and he thought it was his fault, which wasn't. So he started drinking and getting involved in fights, and he wanted, and I tried and I talked, and I was with him. I saw developing or how, where did the path he was taking. And so he said he felt so guilty because he invited his brother to go on a trip with him, and there was an accident. He lost his brother. He loved his brother like I've never seen a love for two brothers before like that. It's almost like that he knew he was going to lose him. And then he thought, I took him in this trip and he died. It's my fault. And no matter what we did and told him, it wasn't his fault. So he got involved. He kept saying, I want to go and meet him. I want to go to be with him. I want to go. I could just see fire. He was involved in fights and drugs. And then he also lost his life in one of the fights. So I had my father being killed and I had a friend being killed. So I had one thing to do. And then I started writing. That was one way. At that time, I wasn't, I needed to let it out. I did try to change his mind or even try to save him, but there is no way you can do if the person doesn't want it to. So I wrote, and I wrote 8 hours a day sometimes, and I just want to write. And I cried every single page I wrote that book. I cried, and that was a way to let it out. That was a way also to everything I wrote. I said, one day this is going to help someone. Let's bring awareness to this. I don't want anyone else, if I could, stop the killing and the people dying because of drugs and alcohol. This might help someone. Might be enlightening. It's awareness. So I start writing for myself and also to help others. That's how I start writing books. Yeah, that's through, first of was One Way Trip by Chris A. Santos, yes.
Are you planning to write more books aside from this one, The One Way Trip?
This one, I have written so many and I stopped because I kept, things start appearing and then, but I have in my blog, photosbychris.com.au, sorry, there is a session that if you click shop and you drop down, there are books. So you can have there, when I start blogging, after a few years I start blogging, I decide to write about blogging and how to help bloggers, and also start about writing about Instagram, so how to help you to grow your Instagram. And there is also another one that I wrote there is a quote, a book of quotes with pictures that I took myself, flower photography. I wrote one for my kids, which is young adults, teenagers. That one is called Spies on Scooters. That is a really cool adventure, full of adventure, a fantasy book. I never thought about writing for kids, but at that, a few years ago, they were into scooters, and I thought, I love the planet we live. I said, we need to stop destroying it, so let's write a book for kids, young adults. It is called Spies on Scooter, but it's really about saving the world and through saving nature. So at the end of this story, it's quite... it's a big surprise. So you have to read the whole thing to understand what is the most precious thing we have. And it's there at the very end. And how it, so it's bring awareness again to planet, to the trees, to nature in a fun way, because I want the attention of young adults or kids or teenagers. And it's adventure all the way. That is, no, it's not boring. It's full of gadgets. It is fun. It's really cool. It's really fun. So yeah, it's called Spies on Scooters. It's really cool. So if you find all my books, photosbychris.com.au, in books shop and then books.
So you've been a book writer, you've been a photographic fashion designer, you have a successful blogger, a blog. You got your photo by Chris magazine. You got your own fashion online
shop? Store?
Yeah, so, shop. Yeah.
What was the one thing that really helped you, your business take off?
I think it's time and attention. It doesn't take off like that. It doesn't happen overnight. Awareness takes time, and it's just hard work. It does not go, look. I never had a lot of money behind me to go and put like $100,000, because you need capital when you start a business. So I put time. Time is also investment, and you need to put a lot of time. And that's what I did. So I start blogging. And that's when I started putting my pictures out there. And then people saw the pictures. And then they said, oh, take pictures. Could you like to take pictures for me? And why don't we have, like, for example, Photos by Chris Designs, where I put my pictures on clothes. Someone saw my pictures of landscape pictures. And they said, would you like to put your images on my clothes? That's third part. So I work with Redbubble, Zazzle, and Vida. I put my photography there. And then other companies saw me taking pictures. They like the pictures of the fashion. They said, do you want to do this for me? So I did. I started doing pictures. And then the Luna Blue Girl came. And someone said, I started this store. I don't want it. It wasn't his thing. I don't want it. Do you want it? I'm like, yeah. I said, but I'm already doing this. But I went home, had a look, and I'm like, oh, I love that. So what I'm doing for other brands, I can do now for myself. Take the picture. So I said, I'll have it. I want it. It's exactly what I'm already doing. Now I can do it for myself too. And I still collaborate with other brands, not just I do Luna Blue Girl. I have Luna Blue Girl, and I have my Instagram Photos by Chris, which I have collaboration with several people, brands, beauty, fashion in general. So I also continue supporting other brands, but I also, and now I have Luna Blue Girl as well. Yeah, but it's all time. That is not, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Today, I just listened to something and someone said, little things, big. We all have many, many dreams. The small dreams, they will happen soon. But when you have big dreams, it takes time because it's a bigger, and it does. So that's exactly what happened. So everything takes time. It's not gonna happen tomorrow. You will need to put in a lot of effort, a lot of attention, a lot of work, a lot of time, and invest. Invest everything that comes in goes back into the business, and let people know. So Instagram is great. Instagram is great to gain exposure, to connect, to let you know other people know about your brand. Blog is another way that I found. I just take opportunities. Everything that comes my way, I just do and take opportunities and keep letting people know about what I'm doing. And that's one way. If, you know, I don't have millions of dollars to put into my business, I would love to. But so until then, you have to be creative on how you let people know. But because there are so many people out there, oh, I can do this for you. But if then it's, you can't do everything. So you have to find ways yourself to do this. And I do. Everything in my life was through opportunities. I never let an opportunity pass. And I learned that from an early age. Once it goes, it goes. So I'll just take as they come. I don't let them go. They don't pass and I don't take them. I take every single one of them. And that's how it doesn't go. It doesn't happen overnight. And I think I've seen things happening overnight. For example, I've seen many, not all of them, but many, if you see things that happen overnight, they seem to go boom and then disappear. So it's a steady growth and it's every day and it's all the time. And you do have to work a lot. I work, you know, every day and every single spare time that you have. I'm always, from the time I go to bed to the time I wake up, I look my phone and I'm doing things towards my business. And that's how you grow. I don't think there's another way. Like, that's how you do, especially at the beginning, you got to work and you got to work really hard.
So the next question I have for you is that, so you've been blogging and you've been advocating on social media. As a business owner who is starting up, or already have a business, how would you, can you give us at least five ways that to gain your business exposure to blogging and social media? Or can you increase your business exposure, brand awareness by using social media?
Sure, yeah. So it's a great way. So you need to have great content. If you are thinking about starting a blog, you see when you start a blog, you see that you put something out there and nobody sees. There are ways to do that. And I learned that the hard way because I kept looking and I couldn't see how people were doing. And it took me a while. And then my tip here for you, if you're starting a blog, and not just blog and social media in general, and also Instagram, is that you do have to go to all the blogs and other Instagram accounts, and you do have to engage and comment on them so they can come and have a look at yours. That's one big thing. That is how, really, from the very beginning, it's how I start, because you can put things that you're never going to get anything if you actually, it's called social media for a reason. You need to be social.
You're listening to Tribe Podcast and the Osbud Syndicate with our guest, Chris Santos. We'll be right back. Make your content accessible and exclusive to deaf community. Deaf and Therb Training Services provided sign language interpretation for your vlog, podcast, webinars, and other online content. Visit their website at deafandtherb.com. For an exclusive offer for our listener, go to deafandtherb.com and use the promo code Humanista during checkout to get 10% discount on the training.
For an exclusive offer for our listeners and watching this video, go to bit.ly/deafandterp or bit.ly/deafandterp and use the promo code Humanista during checkout to get 10% discount. Our listeners get 10% discount on Filipino Sign Language Rookie Class by using the promo code Humanista.
Connect with your fans faster. ConvertKit helps you find your audience, turn them into true fans, and earn a living as a creator with our audience building and email marketing software. Social video generates 1,200% more share than text and image content combined. Check Headliners makes podcast marketing easy as 1, 2, 3. Create unlimited podcasts for one monthly price. Invite team member, see your podcast stats, and distribute to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Check them out at transistor.fm. Thanks so much for listening to and supporting the show. We spend a ton of time creating it. Please do consider supporting those who support us. We put all the deals, all the discount codes, everything all in one place. AustralianPodcastSyndicate.com/partners is where you can find that. AustralianPodcastSyndicate.com/partners. Again, do consider supporting those who support this show. This show is created in association with Kangaroo Firm Media Lab, Australia's independent podcast management agency. Back to Chris Santos on Tribe Podcast under Osbud Syndicate.
Start looking at other people and supporting other people so you can get the support as well. And that's a big thing. That's what I didn't quite understand at the beginning. Because online, it is, everything online is powerful, but it's also, there is so much out there online. You will be invisible. So you need to go out and comment, and that way people come back to you and see your work. And if there is a connection, they will stay and they will follow, press the notification and subscribe, and then you start growing from there. This is a big tip, but that was hard for me to understand because I thought I just put out there and everyone will come. No, it wasn't like that. It was, where is everyone? Why nobody come here? So yeah, that was a big lesson. But that's social media, you need to be social.
Thank you for that. So yeah. What have you removed from your life that has made you more productive?
I have always been productive. I always like doing a lot of things at the same time. I love that. I get bored. I like creating. I like writing. I like doing different things. I don't get bored at all. I remove bad stuff from my life to be productive. To be honest, that's one main thing. Let's say if you are surrounded by people who tell you not gonna work before you even had a really good day, a really good goal, then well, guess what? That's not gonna work because you will feel like a failure before you even started. Remove the noise. Remove the people who don't really truly support you by telling you go and do it. Oh, it's not working. A week later, a month later, it's not working. It's not working. That just create a big fog, and then you will start thinking it's definitely not working. Hold on a sec. It's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen even in a month. It will take time. It's a slow growth, and it's every day. It's a step by step by step. Keep going, keep going. That is really important to to be surrounded by the right people. It's not simple to just put it out there and it's going to happen. I don't know anyone who has done like that. I don't know. I don't even think it exists. It takes time. It takes, a lot of work or money or whatever you're putting into it, but make sure that you just stop the noise around, because otherwise there is no failure. In my opinion, I say that because a lot of people say, oh, you fail. No. There are experiences. There is no failure in my view. I have a master's degree in linguistics. I'm not working as a linguist, but I do speak to you in English. That's not my first language. I write in English. I communicate with people in France. I can talk to people in Spain. And I do if they can't speak English, I will, or if they prefer their language, I will do speak to them in their language. Well, that's not knowledge is never wasted. It's all never. So I use it. I'm not working as a linguist, but in a way I am, because I write books in English and I translate it. My bachelor was in translation. I translate. My one-way trip was written in Portuguese. I translate that complete to English, and wasn't a small book. I actually split this book in two. So just book one has been released. It's such a long book. That's why. So that's why I created two a bit smaller. So it's more, so you can get to the end soon, and then you can continue. And yeah, so I decided to create two books. So there is no waste. There is no failure. And don't let people tell you that you're failing. Knowledge is never a failure. A failure, I don't see that. I don't like that. And people telling you, oh, I support you, but that the people come to you and do that, it's because that is not real support. So someone who supports you to always. And that's really important. Or you will feel like you're failing before you even really started, really.
That's a nice explanation. And so what is the hardest thing that you ever done in your life, either in the business or other?
I think for you to grow, you need to change. And change can be really difficult. Mine was, I am from Brazil. Originally, I was born in Brazil, and I had a dream to speak languages and travel the world. I didn't have money. I didn't know how I was going to do that. And I did with very little money. I said, I'm leaving. I'm going to England. I finished uni. I'm going to England. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to travel around Europe. I'm going to use all the languages. I remember having pain after paying my ticket. I probably had £500 at that time. Yeah, that's nothing. But I went. You got to be brave. If you want to change, if you want to your dreams to come true, it wasn't easy. It was hard. I'm not going to say this is the hardest thing in my life. Talking about growth, there are too many other things that I think were hard in terms of family and kids, because my kids also, everything that happened, of course, everything that happened to them, it has a huge impact on my life. But personally, before kids and all that, I think I grew leaving my country and leaving my mother. I'm the only child, and I left with very little money. And there is a lot of story behind this. Actually, I started a book. I want to have time to finish that book. And I will, because it's really, there are a lot of stories in that. And that's where I feel that I was the biggest growth, when I left and had to do everything myself in a different country, in a different language, which I didn't quite master the way I should at that time. I had to go. I went as a tourist. I became a student. I started working with families. I was an au pair, and then I became a nanny, and with very little English and very little money. So I had to go through situations because, at the time that I became a student, my friends said, look, you need to work or your money is gonna go. And I started getting jobs that weren't quite suitable, and it was really difficult. Then there were so many stories. So I was with very, very little money, dealing with, thank goodness for my background, because I dealt with children with problems at that time. So I was with ADHD, ADD, and I managed, when I don't even know how I managed, I was earning £50 a week as an au pair at that time. So it was hard, but if you ask, it was hard. Not, it was so many things that happened, from people trying to kill us in where we lived in the house, and so scary looking after two children for a crazy person next door. And if you tell me, would you do again? Yes, I'll do it again. Doesn't matter. It's what I wanted to do. It's never easy for some reason, but I have done everything I wanted in my life through a lot of effort and difficulties, but I have done. And if I haven't done, I would be miserable. I would be so sad. I need to do the things I want to do. I am a dream chaser. And if I don't do that, I felt depressed when I stopped doing things I love, when I was trying to fit in. I don't really want to fit in a box. I want to be outside this box and fill in my life with the experience that I want, hard, difficult or not. It is never easy. Do it. The only way, because if you don't do it, if you try to live people's lives because they think that's better for you, that's not your life anymore. You lose yourself. When you lose yourself, you get depressed. I did. And with my depression came a stroke. So long-term depression, long-term sadness, and long-term stress will cause physical illness. So all that, do it. Be happy. It's not easy, but you'll be happy, even though it's hard. And when you don't do it and you do the easy thing, maybe doing the things you don't want to do because someone else is thinking it's good for you, then it will cause you be sadness and depression, and you don't want to go, never lose yourself. It's hard to sometimes say, look, you don't understand what I'm doing, but I'm doing because there is a reason. You're doing is what your passion is. It's your journey. And there is a reason why you're doing this, because otherwise you lose yourself. I don't say to you, just throw your job away and stop, because we all have jobs, like you do something on the side, but never let your dream die. Even if you do something on the side, carry on in your spare time, whatever time you have, to keep going for your dream and don't give up. Because look, if you ask me, tell me one thing that you haven't done and you wish you had done, I would say to you, I don't have, because I've done it. I've done it every time. I don't have. I still want to travel more. I travel many, many countries. So of course, I haven't seen the whole world. That's probably something. But apart but I have traveled even with little money, with difficulties. I have traveled. I have learned languages when I didn't have money to pay for courses. I waited when opportunity came with free courses. I walked 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back after school so I could learn the language before even, you know, by the age of 14. My friends were playing. I was learning language because I wanted to. I always fascinated by languages and cultures. You know, I was dreaming, looking at glossy magazines in England when I have zero money to how am I gonna get there? But I could see myself there. If that's another thing, is subconscious. This was done subconsciously, looking at something and manifesting, not because I wanted to manifest. It was done. The subconscious is a way more powerful than conscious mind, I think. So all that was like, oh, I could see myself in those magazines, you know, I could see, and I could, there were people so happy. And then there is a whole story behind because there is a difference between magazine and real life. So, but I did, and I would do it again. Like I said, it doesn't matter how hard it is, I'll do it again. So that's it. That's my advice. There is a dream. Never give up or you lose yourself, and you don't want that to happen because then you will be depressed and you'll be hard to get out of, find yourself again. Once you do, that's what happened to me. Once I found myself again, I said, that's it. Not doing. After my stroke, I said, that's it. I told someone, I said, I'm going to love myself and that I'm done. And I was done. Something happened in my brain. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going. I don't care. I'm just doing what I'll, even if I have to work on the side, I'm going to continue my dreams. I'm going to continue writing. I'm going to, continue doing everything I want to do. And I think that's it. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chris. So that's, you're saying just chase your dream. Do it now. Now. And if you have a dream, you just do it now. Not because a lot of people's saying they have their, I want to build a business, but I'm working. So there's no time. You just do it. If you want to do it now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, or not in the fast. So what one thing you learn about yourself during this pandemic?
Creativity is great. We all, not just me, and I saw the world doing things in a way that we normally don't do. And I think the online world, it's probably the future anyway. We moved online even more. We connected online even more. Before, like, it's amazing. And we are, this pandemic happened now, and grateful that we can still connect with people. Like, here they have a slogan, they said, together apart. And it's, we start developing, I think we are going towards the online world anyway, even after the pandemic worked so well. And I saw so many businesses who were renting places before said, no way, it works so well online. Let's do it online. No, I don't have to pay rent. We do it online. We do everything. Everyone in their house would set up. The companies that have set up home offices in the employees' home, so they can do from there. So there were changes, and these things happen. I think happened for a reason. We also needed to let the world heal with so many planes out there, with so many people traveling like crazy. We needed to stop, and that caused everyone to stop and redefine and create a different ways of work and connecting. My online store came on that time. It was just a year ago. So great. So I just learned that opportunities, doesn't matter what's happening in the world, you know, opportunities and how you deal with opportunities is, we can be quite creative. And I heard the other day someone saying, it's about the solution. It's never about the problem. So this pandemic, if we keep going towards the solution, and instead of creating problems for the solutions, let's create solutions for problems. And that's what I think we all did. And I did. I just like, great, I'm online. Now made me stop, more, stay more focused, because now we're home, we could focus more. I did a whole lot of work. It was, in a way, for me, I just, what I see is like this bad thing start, this happens. So make, see the good side of it and make the most out of it. I did. I said, well, there's a pandemic. I have to stay home. I might as well bring it on. I have so much to do online. Let's do it. Did it. Wrote. Organized my shop. Blogging everywhere. Putting more Instagram posts. Whatever I had to, I did. And I wasn't bored one day. I wasn't home thinking, oh, no, I had so much to do. So I always say, I actually said that. I said that in my blog. I said on my Instagram, look, you, a lot of people got depressed with that. And I know people who had depression. And I said to them, now's the time for you to do what you always wanted to do. You didn't have the time. Now you have the time at home. Do it now. You want to start something? It's now because you're home. Do you want to, because they say, oh, I can't go after home. And I understand it can cause depression. But if you get out and you start creating and become, write a book. Everyone, I know people who always want to write a book. You want to learn dance, you can then do it online. You want to exercise more, you can do it online. Just make the most of every situation. It's a bad thing, good things can come out of it too.
Thank you for that. So where can our listeners and audience connect with you online?
Yes, so you can find everything about me on my blog, photosbychris.com.au. It's Photos by Chris Magazine, the title. But, and also my Instagram, at Photos by Chris, without the H. So it's C-R-I-S. All my links are there. So once you go there and you click on my blog, you find all the links, and you click also my Instagram, all the links are there on the profile. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. So to our listener and audience as well, so Chris just give us a deal. So you get 30% off. Just put OSPOD 30 when you shop to lunabluegear.com. All right. So thank you, Chris, for that.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'd love to see you there. That'll be great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. So see you again to another episode of Tribe Podcast and their OSPOD Syndicate. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you for listening and watching. Make sure to visit our website at australiapodcastsyndicate.com. Be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when a new episode is posted in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or Facebook. If you found value in this show, rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. You can also join the conversation with OSPOD Syndicate on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I love to chat with you over on Instagram. Follow me at The Sidestrip and join us today on Facebook. Search Rebounds Australia, where can entrepreneurs figure out how to turn their dreams into reality. Be a member of Order and get a bonus content at australiapodcastsyndicate.com/support us. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Or maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. Book now at kangaroofirm.com.
This podcast is brought to you by OSPAD Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with a mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com.